What is in your life's blueprint?
Welcome back to the Wheel of Philly podcast, everyone. This is your boy, YuriXOX, here again with another episode, brand new episode for your beautiful faces, joined by the one and only Chris Davis and Jason Bramble from Rev Cardo.
Yo.
What's up, guys? What's up?
What up?
Thanks for having us on.
How y'all feeling today?
Not too bad. Not too bad.
Feeling good. Better than I'm with you now.
I appreciate that. But these are two humans on the earth. If you don't know, run a digital marketing agency. And not only that, they are currently part of We Love Philly, helping us actually just do everything. I'm learning a lot from you, and we're setting it up for a lot of people to learn from you. But that kind of just transfers to why I have you here, because a lot of people are trying to step into a field is very unknown, like very, I would say, scary. It is scary, like looking at something so big in value and so big in purpose, and then being the curator of that. So firstly, I just really would like to know what gave y'all the motivation to pick that.
Yeah, Jason does a good job at explaining the story behind how we got started.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I'll give that 30,000 off to you. I guess like entrepreneurship as a whole, I think I always knew I was doing that. And like to start from the beginning, I think it came from growing up and seeing my mom have to work so many crazy hours. And at the end of the day, I just knew at some point I was going to go for it, because I didn't want anyone to dictate when I can see my family, when anything. There's no cap. It's not really about money for me. I want to make a lot of money, but like at the end of the day, it's I want to be able to be with my family when I want to be in those moments. So that was like, I always knew that, and I was always doing little ventures here and there, from the MLMs in college all the way to everything. And Rev Cardo was, I think, my eighth LLC. So like I was doing a bunch of little things. And I guess our story was, we're at Rec right now. So we, Chris.
Shout out Rec.
Yeah, shout out Rec Philly, definitely.
Because there wasn't, and that kind of goes into this, is like people chasing the dream, you don't realize what it is. Because if there wasn't a Rec, like if those guys didn't chase this, we would have never met. Because I messaged him on Instagram. I slid in Chris's DMs. I said, let's go to this event. We're trying to connect for a while and we couldn't. Yeah. And I was like, all right, this Damon John event's coming up. I grabbed tickets. I was like, let's go. So we came here. I pitched him an idea on a Google Doc that was like, hey, I think it was called Journey at that point, which is now Rev Cardo. And was like, yo, I know we just met, but let's, what do you think of this? He liked it. Mm-hmm. He was doing his own agency stuff at the time. He made a website for us like that week. The pandemic was announced that next day after the event.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And then I got fired from my job because they saw the website. So we were like, all right, we know each other for 14 minutes. Let's go.
Let's just jump off this cliff here. Now
we got pushed in. We always knew, we both knew we were going to be doing it. I think it was just the situation was the weirdest time in life. Yeah. Like we got a pandemic and we had to learn each other, and life just pushed us into it. And it was the best thing that ever happened.
Yeah. It was like, why don't we do this? Like, it was like all this crazy stuff happening. We honestly looked at it as there's no better time to do it than now.
So there's a ton mystical, of companies. It's mystical, right? It's mystical. Life sometimes throws things at you and you're like, I could have never seen, who would have thought like COVID would have happened, let's be honest. Right. And somehow, some way, it lined up to perfectly put you guys in a position to move forward and start from a journey to now a future, you know what I mean?
And there was a lot of people that didn't understand what was going, like people were lost during that like period. So it was like they needed people to be able to help guide them through stuff. And I feel like me and Jason were just in a good position for that. Mm-hmm. We already been through with the ringer, so it was like, want to share the information, because we started to learn that like a lot of people, I think the pandemic showed like how much things that's valuable that you might not think is valuable.
Exactly.
But like everyone was putting stuff out on the internet, learning from stuff on the internet, like we had to depend on it. So it was like, there's really no better time than now to go all in on digital, because it's gonna be the future.
And we're seeing it, like we're honestly seeing it, because every day marketing and digital media itself is so huge. It's the world now. Anything that someone does needs to be taken and shown to someone else so they can verify that it's been done, or to support that cause. You guys already had your lives figured out and you knew what you wanted to do, and you were able to find each other. And a lot of people lose that sense because they get stuck in, oh, am I doing this right? Oh, am I doing all the things that this teacher taught me? Am I making it up? Am I actually moving somewhere? But sometimes we got to take a step back and just look to the person next to us and be like, do you mess with this, bro? Do you hear me? What does this sound like? And then place you're just surrounded by people like that. Yeah. Or even like Revcardo, if you curate that, you can be that. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And we're still figuring it out. There's things that we're learning that other people still would like to like. We're learning with people. Like everyone's still like learning, figuring it all out.
I was like that person when I was got out of college and I had a job. Like I would be the guy that would buy every course or read every book. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Learn this. Like in those like 12 years that I did all that, I learned a lot. But over the 2.5 years that we've done this, it's not even comparable. Like mm-hmm. I'm a different, I feel like we both are completely different people from when we started it. And yeah, like you said, you're never not going to be figuring out because every next we've learned that like we work with people from start like students all the way up to like people that run $100 million companies. And there's that one universal thing. It's like that next level is still unknown, always will be. And I just think, yeah, it's just finding someone that there's been times where we had to look at each other and be like, yo, man, it's only us. We have to figure like, it's me and you versus everyone. And that's when you like start to realize like what you can do. Right. Mm-hmm. I think that's the difference is like we always knew what we can do. But once we actually did it, like when we saw our logo on the screen at the Flyers game, right? Yeah. Like you look at that and we're like,
it's happening.
We just did what doesn't make it. There's those moments. And I think hopefully we have a lot more, but I think that's where you get to that point of idea. And like, I don't know if I can do this to like just doing something and getting that belief in yourself that you already know you can do it.
100%.
Yeah, there's no comparing the experience and dealing with people who have experience because that's how people grow. That's how we've always grown. That any book was written by someone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we have to look for each other to move in that way. And we lose touch with that.
I feel like it's always been like worked out throughout, for, I don't know, for whatever reason, like, even now, like even though we're not there, whatever there is, there's never been a point where we're like, this isn't going to work. I don't know what it is. I don't know. It's weird, but like we never, even at the lowest points, we're like, this isn't it.
Just
like,
don't
we,
give up on
it. Just knew.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's like a.
It doesn't fail unless we just completely give up on it. Yeah. Like, it's literally the only way.
True, 100%. Yeah, people know what they want, and when you want something, you'll make it happen. Especially if you're passionate in it.
Exactly.
Yeah, especially a field like this. I think one thing that is super entertaining and fascinating about this field is it's always changing.
Yeah.
Like you never know what's about to come out next. Even now, there's stuff. There's stuff we're being introduced to. There's new technology being brought out and people are learning it. People are figuring out how to use it in their everyday.
Yep.
And just like, how does that feel for you guys? How does it feel to work in a place that's always, you gotta stay on your toes. Like you never know what's about to happen next.
Say good and bad. Like, definitely interested in how fast stuff changes. Cause it's like, you know, it does keep us on our toes. Like we have to keep checking in on what's new, what's happening. But then that also can be like super stressful. And if you miss one thing, it's like, man, we have to get on that and learn it or find out how to get work around it. Because it's kind of like workarounds, right? Like a lot of stuff that's like a bad, or not bad, but it's like a change that makes things a little more difficult. Yeah. It's now it's about putting out content to teach people about how to work around it or stuff like that. So it gives you more to talk about, but can just be a little stressful. But I guess that does make room for more content and more ways to help other people going through the same thing that you're going through.
Yeah.
I think what we try to do, at least, because it is ever-changing, is make it as simple as possible. And I think the one thing I always tell people is, like, marketing. Like, people have all these crazy terms, like, all these new strategies, and like that's awesome. But at the end of the day, if you think of, like, from the beginning of time, like, marketing till now, at the end of the day, it's knowing what you're selling, and then it's who is the person that is buying from you, and where do they consume things, and put it in front of them, and do it with a narrative. I think there's a big shift that happened in industry where salespeople will not win. And I think that's where we noticed we won in the beginning is because when we talk to people, like I don't ask questions in a sales call to ask questions just like I'm being robotic. I ask questions because I'm listening and I want to actually help somebody. And I think that's when us being genuine people actually came through and helped us. So it's just, who is it? Where are they? And how can you put things in front of them that they're actually going to help them? And I think we try to do that. And if there's things that come up, we just try to make them as easy as possible to get that information as we grow, whether it be like certain like blogs and stuff where like we know that we can go to this information to get it out to somebody, and just try not to overwhelm ourselves because as we grow, there's only so many people and so many hats people can wear.
Yeah.
So just trying to make it as simple as possible, but it does get difficult sometimes.
That's fair. Yeah. And sales gets a bad rap. I feel like every time, like we're not salespeople at all, especially me, I have zero. He's like, hate doing sales kind of jobs, whatever, avoid them. Like ever since we had to do sales for Revcardo, it was like literally you are just trying to make a relationship with someone so they trust you, and not in a deceptive way, just like actually trust you, you're this person you say you are, and you can offer this solution to their problem, and you're just explaining, that's all it is. Hey, are we a good fit? Because if you're not a good fit, like, we don't want to put friction that doesn't need to be there. Hey, are we a good fit? That's all we're doing, is trying to find out if this is going to work out well for both sides, and if it does, cool, this is how we can do it, this is how we'll do it and when, and then just finding where you fit in.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't, making sure that you don't have, a lot of people have attitudes, like with clients and stuff like that. It's like going to, that's fine. Because at the end of the day, we know everyone comes back. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's like when you end, like that's like, regardless, I think one piece of advice, it's like, it doesn't matter if it's an employee or your company or it's a relationship with a friend, anyone, how you end something is way more important than how you start something. Mm-hmm. Because when people say, no, we're not going, we lost the biggest deal, what was the Bosch? That was the biggest deal we ever had.
Car fleet company, software. 500,000.
We never thought we would ever have to pitch something like that. All we had to say was, hey, look, that's completely fine. We're here as a resource regardless. Mm-hmm. Let us know. And then we'll connect again at some point. But until then, let us know how we can be of service to you. And that line has got us way more deals in the long run than anything else. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a way to just tie back with marketing and everything. Mm-hmm. People want to know that you're caring about them.
Yeah.
That's really the end goal.
Yeah, people buy a connection. They buy a genuine feeling. I think people get lost in building that brand. And like, that's where people could learn from like a Rev Cardo, is where do I separate myself from the brand? How do I build something that people are going to feel relatable to and trust without questioning? When it comes to media, there's a lot to get lost in, because like, you do a lot as a marketing company. Emails, text messages, websites, is that there's a lot. A lot of people are taking content and consuming it in different ways, and we're seeing it move. What is your guys' like view on the way that the world is moving and the way that content is changing? Because I think things are changing.
I think we coin ourselves as like a RevOps agency. So when we think of it, I think that's the one thing that makes us different, and like, hopefully able to stay ahead of that curve. What you're talking about is because we take like the traditional marketing agency, everything that they do, but then infuse it with the operation stuff too. So meaning once someone consumes your content or does X, Y, or Z, well, it doesn't matter like what part, there's different stages of like a buyer experience, and whatever they're doing, that action and that engagement is indicating on where they are.
Yeah.
So like, we take that, and then what you're saying, like depending upon what the content it is, we then make it go from, hey, I raise my hand to, I might be interested, to pushing it through the funnel and building out those operational aspects and the training parts, like with their sales team, to actually take it from I'm raising my hand to a close, and then making that client become like an advocate. So I think that's the one thing that we've been able to do, be more revenue driven, because we control what happens after the content. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, and I think content's another big thing, is like a lot of companies won't put enough emphasis on it or do the right content. They just like try to go somewhere, put random stuff out because they think they have to do it. This is best practice like now, so everyone just does it because it's a thing to do. But like, it really does come down to like, how effective are you at doing it? Do you have a strategy behind that? Or are you just like doing stuff because everyone else is doing it?
Sure.
Overthinking too.
Yeah. And paralysis by analysis is like, so even though it happened with us, sometimes we'll think of something and it's like easy to fall into it because like, you want things to be perfect.
Yeah.
But I think a huge part of it is just getting out of that mind frame, because if you just keep like thinking like that, you're just going to be stuck looking at the same thing for months. And before you know it, a year will go by and you still haven't done what you said you were going to do.
We run into that with clients all the time. Yeah. And like, Chris is, I'll be the first to admit, like he's the brands that he's like, Rev Cardo and We Love Philly too, like now what he's done with that. Like, people come up to us all the time, like with Rev Cardo, like they think that we're this like massive company because of the brand. Like, he knows like the inside and outs of just how that, I don't even know what I gave you as an idea when you made the Rev Cardo logo. Like, it was probably trash.
Yeah, the journey, like it was like under the dots, something with the dots. And I was like, could look like that. Yeah.
Yeah. If
the map. Yeah.
And then you look at our site now, like we hear it all the time. People are like, this looks amazing. And I'm like, yeah, like I did, like Chris did it. You gonna say something cool about me? No, but like me seeing that and him having that understanding of the brand and content, it is really eye opening when we have conversations with certain people of why they aren't producing what they need to be doing. And I think a lot of it is just like overthinking of things.
True. It's refreshing to have that person next to you to sit there and give you maybe that two lines to fall into or that blueprint, and then you're able to sit there and connect to them. A lot of people just overthink when they're by themselves, or they overthink when they're faced with this whole brand to build.
Yeah.
But then when you put your trust into someone, you're able to come in, together and like-minded people are able to work together, you're able to do crazy things.
Executing.
Like. Yeah. What would you say is the biggest struggle right now? Like the biggest struggle of being Rev Cardo? What would be the biggest struggle?
Currently, I would say just growing as much as we want to grow. I feel like you fall into a place where you want to grow fast.
You get it.
But if you grow, because we've had these growth phases before, and we'll put too much emphasis on the growth, and then one side gets lost. So it's like, how can we focus on this one area that will launch us 10 times where we're at now versus trying to spread ourselves too thin, or just one area lacks too much, and we're focusing on this one area that might not be as important because it's like something we really like to do or it's really easy.
Yeah.
So it's really just making sure we're stepping out of our comfort zone and being okay with that, I feel like.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's like we always say, like, you can't build a mansion on cardboard foundation. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. like the agency was always our vehicle for like whatever. It could be anything. It could be a product after this. It could be whatever. But this was always like our vehicle to get us into the rooms and the places we need to get to.
Exactly.
And I feel like most agency owners go into that. It's like we're learning like as we go. Like we literally had to just make a brand and just start the company within a week because we didn't have jobs. There's going to be those times where every time we go around, we'll hit a growth spurt and then it's like, okay, now we have to chill out because if we keep going, we're going to implode. So we need to fix this. So we'll fix this. And then we'll go back around and another thing we'll pick out. Okay, we need to fix this. So we just keep going. And I think every time we come around, we get better and better. But yeah, we're still in that phase. We almost got to the point a few weeks ago where like, if we would have brought these deals on, we would have imploded because it would have been crazy. More revenue in a week than we made in 2 years. Mm. So we had to be strategic about it and grow and just figure out what the path is because we have a ton of investors that want to talk to us. Yeah. We have a ton of different people that we can bring on with team members and stuff. So it's just like figuring that out as we go. And I think it's cool.
Yeah.
You're always learning. It's cool things. Sometimes the learning comes at crazy, not expense, but it's just like,
it's
high risk.
It does. Yeah.
Like, it's high risk, high reward because sometimes you might take a risk that will end up affecting profit. Well, not profit, but you know, finances.
Touch the hot stove real quick.
There you go.
There's definitely, I feel like when we started this, if someone asked me, would you tell every single person to chase their dream? Like the answer would still be yes.
Yeah.
But I definitely think you gotta be built for it.
Yeah.
It's you find out who you are like real quick. And if you're not that person, you're gonna know you're not that person.
Yeah. And let's make sure you have like the life situation for it where it's like you can do something like that because it can go longer than you expect. Or you look at averages of stuff and it's like, oh yeah, like in 3 years people usually have X make this much and that's all cool. It's like the average, but like a lot of people fall on the edge of that where it's like you're not the average and it could be a little rougher for you. So it's just making sure you can dedicate whatever the 5 years, whatever the time frame is on the most drastic end of stuff to be able to give up a lot and push through and still be
time
okay.
is a big thing. Because sometimes it takes you sacrificing that time in the beginning to get anything out of it. Because, again, you can't build a house on a cardboard foundation. Like, you have to sit there and put in those hours and actually be who you want to be. Like, you can't just say, I want to be this person and wake up one day and be that person. You have to learn how to be that person. It's a big thing to move strategically more than fast because I feel like a lot of people blow up way, way too earlier than they can. We see that in like media, we see that in like famous people. They can't handle it or they're just not ready, and sometimes that's draining mentally, it's draining financially, you know what I mean? You might not be in the spot to sit there and make those decisions or to be in the rooms that you want to be in, you know what I mean? And I think learning from those people around you is that solution. Take your time, like sit in those rooms with those people that you look up to first, you know what I mean, before you sit there and try to become that, because you can end your journey before it even starts. Like, you can really end your journey before it even starts.
Exactly.
That's a good point. I feel like that's like the quarterback analogy. Like when someone comes out, like they're like a really good draft pick or something like that comes out and they get thrown right in the fire and they huge just jump. Fail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then you look at, like, I don't know if you're in sports, but like an Aaron Rodgers, like someone who like was really good, who sat for a few years, learned, and then became incredible. If you jump into something, it can get destroyed. Like, you have to learn. I think it's just, like, a self-belief type of thing. I know, like, the one thing, you got to make sure that you're not above anything in your head because, like, when I took a job for 7 years out of school, and I just remember, like, all I would do was ignore my bosses of, can I get in this meeting, that meeting? Like, the meetings didn't have anything to do with what I was doing, but I would just go and sit in them and just try to learn as much as I could.
Yeah.
And that stuff, there's no one on this earth that you can't have a conversation with and learn something from.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
There's no failing.
Yeah, there'll be more chances believe us. Trust us.
Yeah, true. Like, you have to trust your brother because someone somewhere has done or has tried to do something along the lines of what you're doing. There's someone out there that could help you. And just moving in a way where you don't get that help is very unfortunate because there are resources and there are people who will genuinely sit there and dedicate their time to you. It's especially in the fields like media and anything dealing with direct human, because there's some people out there who would, you wouldn't expect to sacrifice a lot of their time to teach you something because they can see themselves in you or they can see the future in you. For Rev Carter, I would say, when you're looking at someone, what do you look for and what mistakes do you try to have them not make, or what would you tell them?
Yeah, so like the drive, just are they determined to really, are they serious about this? You could, I think it's pretty simple to tell off of a couple engagements if someone's serious about what they want to do. If you ask them to meet somewhere, they constantly show up late or something like that, and they're not respecting like other people's time, like stuff like that. And you can see if someone's being serious about something or if it's just like a kind of a thing they want to do, but they're not really 100% like all in on it. I guess that's like one of the main factors, is just how serious are they? Are they showing up early to things? Are they dedicating a lot of effort into what they're doing? Constantly, am I reaching out to them all the time, or are they actually reaching out to me before I get to them? You notice certain things, whether it's entrepreneurship or like specific to marketing agency or whatever it is. If someone's not all in, it's pretty apparent.
One of the things like outside of just starting a company was like, we both grew up here and we had shitty experience like with school in general. We love our families, but like our families can't show us how to make $10 million. Exactly. They know how to love people and care about people, and that's what I take from them. But we don't have somebody that's like, oh, here, this is what a 401k is. Here's the business that I'm handing off to you. Like, we didn't have that. We only had ourselves. We were talking, I say this all the time, I'm a terrible business owner because I wish I could care about money more. I want to make a lot of money, but it just doesn't motivate me like every single day. So I want to do that, and we want to do that to get in those rooms that can help us pave the way for people like you. And I think that's the biggest thing, is like getting as much time as we can with them, because to your point, I know I was that person that was showing up late. He was a recruiter.
Sam, yeah.
No chance I should have got that internship. Like, I had no idea. I was like hungover. For whatever reason, that dude saw something in me. And there's been a lot of those moments like throughout this where people like pulled it out of me.
Yeah.
And like, I think there's always gonna be people that show up that just, I think you're like, I'm ready to learn, and you just know how to do everything. I'm like, all right, this is insane. But there's those people too that are maybe that need it to be pulled out of them, and like, you can't get everyone, but just showing them, like trying to help them get to that point, because I just think people just, they don't realize, and especially where we come from, just like what you can do. Like really don't know what opportunities are out there, and we still don't know. But like, even in the past 2 years, like some of the rooms we get into, some of the things like that we've been able to get just in front of us, it's like, why was this never an option or showed to us? So I think that's the biggest thing, is how can we pave the way and get people in those rooms that should be in those rooms, and just make people realize, like I told you right before we started this, like you're doing this whole thing. Also, you can do videography, you can do content, you can probably build this building if you want to. You do everything, but and I try to say that every time I see you, I'm like, just realize like what you can do, like how valuable that is, because like it's so easy to overlook anyone could do this, but like they can't.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I think that reminds me of a quote, which is very fitting because we're in rec right now, but it's by Will. He said, people don't chase money. Creators don't chase money. They chase freedom. But it's true. I think it's very true. We don't want to have $1 million and a brag and do a money spread. That's not what we want. We genuinely want to sit there and be like, yes, little bro, you can go to school here. Yes, you can walk safely through the neighborhood. Yes, you can take this job up. Yes, I can help you do this. We want to be able to pave the way for the people that's coming after us, especially the ones that are doing what we're doing, going through what we're going through, and our family too. Anyone can identify with caring for a family member or a loved one. So why not want to sit there and give them the best blueprint in life? And I personally, that's the reason why I do a lot of my things. So I can definitely agree with that, Jason. Something is going to come out of it, whether you're getting something out of it, whether there's a product coming out of it. Your time is important. And if you don't even feel like your time is important, how is other people going to feel like your time is important?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and even like money is cool.
I'm just chilling.
Money, in society, you just have to like have something to be financially comfortable, but it's definitely like a secondary to freedom though.
No, 100%.
You know, the feeling of being able to not do something you don't want to do. That's like
way better.
Doesn't come easy these days.
And once you're in it, I'd rather go lay in the middle of 95 than ever try to work for somebody again. It's by any means. They'll never ever go back. I can't.
Like, I want to go somewhere. I don't want to have to ask permission. I don't want to have to maybe get a no. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to be able to go somewhere when I feel like it and not have to answer to anyone else about it necessarily. So it's like, that's, yeah, having the freedom is just always the goal. Yeah.
For people who can identify with just being that person in school or just getting out of school, and what am I going to do? Am I going to be an entrepreneur? Am I going to build this business? Am I going to join this company? College is a big thing, a big question, and it's very, very scary. Things are changing every day. Did you two attend college?
Yeah, I never graduated, but
I walked, but I never graduated. I faked.
Hey, you got further than me. There you go.
I got the fake diploma. Yeah.
College is cool. I would say I would not give back the experience for sure. It's a great experience. You get, being on the campus for 4 years is awesome. You meet some great people. Like, the connections you get is invaluable. But I would say it does depend on what you're going to school for, what your reason to go to school for, which is hard to ask a 17-year-old. It's a young age to have that.
Like,
a lot of people,
your life.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know. I already knew I wanted to do art, but like, a lot of people like really don't know what they want to do. So I feel like being undecided, or you're not 100% you like want to do this. And even if with that feeling, it could change 2 years. So it's like, it's always, you're shaking some dice, but like, you're rolling some dice. But I would say if you're going for something technical or something, like, you probably need to have some like schooling and specific training in.
Yeah.
It does make sense to go to college, but there's other routes where you can go to like cheaper college. Like,
exactly.
I would say community colleges are pretty awesome.
I was going to do that for a good while. Route. Go to a community college.
I think that's what we're trying to do too with the connection with We Love. It's like, I've figured that other way.
Oh,
like,
change college. Make it something that actually could be viable in all senses.
Yeah.
Make it a multi-tool.
Like a lot of the courses you take, like, if I could have just taken art classes the whole time with maybe one or two other cool classes that I really wanted to do.
Yeah,
like,
really?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Been chilling.
That'd be like maybe 2 years, like community college. And a lot cheaper, probably a lot faster and probably a lot cheaper. But if you can chop out a lot of stuff out of school or find a way to make it cheaper, I feel like it's going to just work out for everybody, because I think they throw a lot of requirements in there that don't benefit anyone but the school, quite honestly.
It's a business. Yeah. No,
it's all business.
If you want your economy to be the best economy, like, you shouldn't put someone coming out like at 18, here's a, I don't know, $30,000 to $150,000.
Sign this loan.
Yeah, that's
crazy. It just doesn't make sense.
Retake the classes you just took. And
pay
they
more
have
money.
How am I going to go to a business class, someone teach me business, like, that never had a business? That's another part of it. I just think it's...
That's very interesting, because I think that's a huge perspective of college, that how am I supposed to trust and know that this teacher knows everything in that field now?
Yep.
Because all I've learned from school is that y'all don't pay attention to what happens around you, and you just decide to give me what's the easiest for you, because if it's a textbook that can explain to me everything and could be wrong and could be from 10 years ago, you'll still give it to me. So like, where do I feel the trust in you to sit there and tell me about this new feature that's going to help me build my brand 10 times better, when I feel like as though you really don't even care about me? You know what I mean? Yeah, I think, I don't know what point college will be in a couple years.
Yes, definitely switching up. Like, I know Gen Z, like, they're going to college less and less, or choosing to go to more vocational or like community colleges and stuff. So it's definitely like a kind of a shift right now, because people just can't afford it. You know? They're giving less funding out. Loans are higher and higher every year. Like, it's just, no one can literally afford college.
It doesn't guarantee anything.
And it doesn't guarantee. That's the biggest problem.
The diploma doesn't really mean much.
There's like certain
as much
things
as it did before. Yeah.
I feel like teacher, doctor, like those type of things, you always have to be like,
of course,
business. Yeah. Like, I mean, personally, I didn't learn. Like, I wasn't like the person I am now when I was in college. Like, I was definitely not. I probably could have learned more, but yeah, like, it's just a disconnect. If you really want to help someone, there's ways to do that. That's what we're trying to do. Like, we'll start in supplementing high school, hopefully, and then college eventually, because there's just ways. There's no reason a kid should pay that much money as a massive university that they don't have connections, that every kid shouldn't be leaving there with a role for them, and or the role while they're in school to use those 4 years. But yeah, to that point too, is like, whatever anyone does, I think the big thing is like realizing that there is no right or wrong, regardless of if it's like, hey, I'm in business and I still want to go to college. There isn't a I was telling him, like, it takes me like 7 hours to put together like a IKEA bookshelf, and I get three pieces and directions. Like, we just got thrown into this thing, like this life, and been like, figure it out. And like, whatever the blueprint was for it is shit. So it's like, how there is no right or wrong. It's like, we're all just figuring this stuff out. So it doesn't matter. Don't look at something like you're behind or should be doing that. Yeah. That. Just take as much as you can and learn what you can with what you have or where you are.
Just be okay with if you don't want to go to college, like, be all right with that. I feel like there's less pressure about it now than it was before. At least I would think. I'm not, you know, not around like the high school scene anymore. Yeah. But from what I assume, from what I've been seeing, like my niece and stuff like that, like a lot of people don't choose to go to college as much, or traditional four-year colleges. But I remember back when I was in school, like high school, like it was either for sports or something, you were going to college, or like, it was just frowned upon by your friends and stuff, or your parents. Yeah, it's like a societal thing where it's just like everyone looks down on community colleges, or not going to college. Just, you don't do that. But it should be okay. Like, we should be okay with people's decisions. Like, it's, hey, I don't want to sign this four-year loan because it just doesn't make sense for me.
Yeah.
So that's, hey, that makes complete sense.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
There's going to be something that supplements it or whatever that is. I think that's, what that's why we're here.
Yeah.
Trying to figure it out.
Reform.
Yeah, without y'all, I don't know where I would be right now. And,
hey, likewise.
Hey, man. Likewise. Say same here. Honestly.
No, but we got today we have two guests. So we got two different definitions of love. Chris, what is your definition of love, gang?
Hey, man, it's getting deep, getting philosophical.
Yeah, that's a deep question.
Take a dive. I don't know. I feel like I would say love is just feeling like you belong. I feel like that's not always a feeling people have. So when you feel it, like you notice it. And you know what that feels like. It's hard to explain it, but you know what it feels like to like feel like you belong. You're not being judged. Yeah. It's unconditional. I feel like a lot of times people put conditions on things where it's like, unless it's this, I can't have this. But I feel like love is unconditional belonging, essentially.
Yeah. That's a good question.
Don't steal my answer. No, I was kidding.
It's unconditional belonging. No. I think there's probably different meanings, like depending upon like the relationship. But I guess if you can, that's I think where my head went. Is there's different kinds of love, but like how does it all group into one? And what's the commonality between it? And I guess it's just like authentically being somewhere or being anywhere and knowing that regardless of what the situation or like who you are that day or whatever it is, that like that person, they may say something, you may get in an argument, like, but at the end of the day, like in their heart, whoever you are in that moment is okay because they see you, or I'm not to use the word love, but love you for who you are. Like, and I think it's just like you said, it's more of a, I'm like big on like energy. Like, I feel like I can pick up on someone's, like, I can pick up on somebody the way they talk, like, way before they even say anything to me. I feel like,
100%.
And it's like something you can just feel at the end of the day that, like, this person's got me. And there's very few, I think, people in the world who you have that from. Not that there's those maybe two handfuls, I don't know. So you know what it is when it's there, and it's like, just by any means, I'm gonna do whatever to protect this person. And yeah, I think that's it. I'm gonna have to work on that though. I have to work on getting that down. I think that's
No, chakras.
I think that was good.
Yeah.
I think that was a really good way to define it. Yeah, no one can tell you who to be. No one can tell you how to act, but if someone loves you, they will regardless. Mm-hmm. And you're gonna feel it regardless, because I think humans feel each other more than anything. Yeah, we really feel how each other feels. Even if we don't want to be a part of that or we don't want to accept it, we feel each other and we're there for each other. And we have to learn from each other. That's all we got is each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And actually, I'm going to flip the script here and I'm going to take your seat. And now I'm going to ask you, what is your definition of love, sir?
My definition of love. And let me think. I would say...
That's a deep question, man.
Haven't heard this one before.
No.
You didn't expect this coming?
Definitely did not.
I keep him on his feet.
Got me on my toes right now. No, I think love isn't an action. I don't think it's a word. Mm. I think love is that person. Like, I think that once you find someone that you can't stop having them be that person, it's wraps. I think that the strongest thing in life is death, quite literally. And which is life. Like, we live and that's our gift, but there comes with a cost. And I think love is the only thing that allows us to cope, because it's about the journey. You know what I mean? It's ultimately about the journey. That's all we can focus on, and that's all we can do is live in the present moment. So if I'm in the present moment and I love you, you know what I mean? And I can't stop feeling that love, because I would never want to see something happen to you, because I know how precious it is. Yeah, I think love would be them.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, he had that planned. He had that written.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
Yeah, I wrote it down next to me, actually. I got that written right now.
No, that was good, man. Yeah. Yeah, love is awesome. It just transcends through everything that's human.
Yeah. There's nothing else I could ask for besides, like, maybe a 6-piece nuggets from McDonald's. Oh, man. I know, right? I'm loving it.
Is that Ned?
Oh, not sponsored.
Let me concert us up.
Yeah, don't still do it.
But thank you guys for joining us today. This has been the We Love Philly podcast with Chris, Jason, my guys from RevCardo. Where can people find you? What's the next move? We know that you're a huge sponsor in our gala coming up. So, like, that's something.
Yeah.
Are we going to see you guys there?
You should. I would hope so. Yeah, no, you're going to see us. Yeah, no. Yeah, make sure you guys grab tickets for the gala on April 14th. There. Yeah, welovephilly.com. Yeah. /.org.
.org.
I'm used to saying R so much. Yeah, .org/casino-night. So, yeah, make sure y'all check that out on the site and grab a ticket or sponsorship. But, yeah, I guess you can find me, respectfully on our Instagrams. I guess at Chris Davis Works.
JBramble23.
Yep. And then at RevCardo, if you want to check out our agency, see what we're up to, RevCardo.com. Fill out a form and we'll reach out and see what we can help with.
Yeah.
Our messages are always open too. If anyone has anything, if we can get to it,
slide in the DMs.
Zone's open. Yeah. You heard
it. Keep blowing us up.
Yeah, keep it appropriate.
We'll get to it. We'll get to it eventually. But not besides that, we're teaming up with We Love Philly. We're an apprenticeship program coming that we're approving for the state.
Yeah.
So that's big stuff.
Hey.
That's good news for the next time.
Yeah. So we got that. And then, got a lot of big things coming.
Yeah.
So keep on. Follow us. And we'll try to do these things more because we're not great at that.
It's been lovely, my brothers.
Thanks for having us, man.
Yeah. You already know. Ricardo is dope.
Hey, we appreciate that, man. Appreciate that.
And we did not pay him to say that. No, I was kidding.
I'm sorry. No, my Cash App is. But yeah, you can find me at your XOX. It's been a We Love Philly podcast, and we hope you guys all have a lovely day.
Thank you.
Peace. Done. Bam. Explosion.